And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Today is the third and final round of public meetings for the park programming at the Horse Farm. You're invited to join in to see the three different park alternatives and cast your vote for your favorite concept. There was a meeting this morning, and there's one from 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the South Louisiana Community College Auditorium. That's 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the SLCC Auditorium. For more information, you can go to LafayetteCentralPark.org/event calendar. But all are invited to attend and again cast their vote, make your opinion known about the three different park alternatives that have come about because of the public forums that were free and open to everyone over the past couple months. This evening in Grand Coteau, there will be a poetry writing workshop at St. Charles College from 6 to 8 p.m. Daryl Bork will be running the workshop. For information, you can register. Enrollment is limited, so you can see if there are still places left. Festivalofwords.org. You can go there and find out more about this poetry writing workshop. The ACA's PASA Main Stage Series presents Danu, an Irish Christmas this evening at 7:30 at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available either through Ticketmaster or visiting the Hyman Performing Arts Center box office or calling 1-800-745-3000. That's tonight, 7:30, Danu, an Irish Christmas. This group comes from the historic County Waterford, and they are a traditional Irish ensemble with a mix of ancient Irish music and a new repertoire. That's tonight at 7:30. Chorale Acadien will hold their Christmas by Candlelight concerts this week. The first one is this evening at the Cathedral of St. John in Lafayette at 7:30, and the second one on Friday, December 6th, also at 7:30 at the Cathedral. Tickets will be available at the door, or you can get them ahead of time by going to their website, chorallacadien.com. United Way is offering training to become a United Way reader tomorrow, December 4th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the United Way of Acadiana office. United Way offers extra reading practice to local students, and they do need volunteers to help them with that program. So if you're interested in becoming a volunteer, you can take the training tomorrow. It's the Lafayette Parish training, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. For more information or to register, go to their website, unitedwayofacadiana.org. On Thursday in Grand Coteau at the Thinstead Center, there will be an evening of poetry and stories. Reading poetry will be Gina Ferrara, and telling stories of her childhood through the present and her life in Zydeco music will be Wilda Richard. Her presentation will be recorded and archived at the Center for Louisiana Studies. This program is Thursday, December 5th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Thinstead Center in Grand Coteau. It's also an open mic evening, so after the two scheduled readers, you can bring poetry, prose, or music to share with everyone. The Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic will have their annual Silver Bell Soiree this Thursday, December 5th, in the Oil Center in Lafayette at the Palmetto Club. This is a benefit for the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic, celebrating 20 years serving the community. For information or tickets, you can go to their website or call the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic. The University of Louisiana at Lafayette School of Music is hosting their second annual Christmas concert this Thursday, December 5th in Angel Hall Auditorium at 7:30. The concert will feature the UL Chorale and Chamber Singers, the UL Wind Ensemble, and the UL Symphony Orchestra. Admission is free, but they were filled and overflowing to capacity last year. They will not allow people to stand up this year, so if you're interested in the Christmas concert, you may want to get there early. It starts at 7:30 on Thursday in Angel Hall. If you get there a little before 7 o'clock, Dr. Huckabee thinks you should be fine. For more information or to see their music calendar, you can go to the School of Music website. Again, this is the annual Christmas concert offered by the UL Lafayette School of Music this Thursday, 7:30. The 11th annual holiday pottery sale will take place in the Visual Arts Department Ceramic Studio. That's in Fletcher Hall on the UL campus. It opens this Thursday, December 5th from 7 to 10 p.m. and will run Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Students and faculty of the Visual Arts Ceramics area will be selling pottery to raise money to attend the 29th Alabama Clay Conference in Birmingham, Alabama. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in the Ceramic Studio in Fletcher Hall on the UL campus, the 11th annual Holiday Pottery Sale. The Iberia Performing Arts League presents A Nice Family Gathering by Phil Olson at the S&E Theater. It opens this Thursday, runs through the weekend, and the following weekend as well. Tickets are available by calling the S&E Theater or going to the IPAL website. The annual Louisiana Choral Foundation's Christmas concert, Christmas Spirits, will be presented in Lake Charles on Friday evening at the Immaculate Conception Cathedral, 7:30, and on Sunday in Sulphur at the Immaculate Conception Church at 3 o'clock on Sunday. The Masterworks Chorale will present quite a number of Christmas pieces, including Hodi by John Levitt, also O Magnum Mysterium. The chorale will present four Christmas carols. In addition to the chorale, Les Petites Voix and the Bayou Bell Choir will present seasonal selections also. For more information, you can contact the Louisiana Choral Foundation or stop by their website. Earthshare Gardens will hold their fall fundraiser in Lafayette this Friday at the Feed and Seed. Doors open at 7. At 8, music by the Clay Parker Band, and at 9:30, Soul Creole with Louis Michaud and Corey Lede. Tickets will be available at the door. The Lafayette High School Strings Program will have their Christmas concert this Friday, December 6th. It's called All Strung Up on Christmas. Their performance will be in the Lafayette High School Auditorium. Musical selections include Vivaldi's Winter, Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker, and many other Christmas favorites. It's free and open to everyone, and there will be refreshments. At 7 o'clock, the Lafayette High School Strings Program this Friday, December 6th. At the LEH Auditorium. Also, the Lafayette High School Arts Academy Theater Program will present 4,000 Miles at Theater 810 this Friday and Saturday. Tickets will be available at the door, but you can call Theater 810 to find out if you can reserve them ahead of time. The Louisiana Cultural Economy Foundation and the Let's Be Totally Clear campaign have partnered to present a concert statewide. There will be one this Friday in Opelousas at Bo's Garage. It's a 100% smoke-free concert, 9 o'clock on Friday. Music will be provided by the Boogie All-Stars, and it is an opportunity to learn more about the Let's Be Totally Clear campaign. This Friday, 9 o'clock, Bo's Garage in Opelousas. The Children's Theater Company in Lake Charles presents Cinderella's Holiday Dining this Saturday, December 7th. Seating is at 12 noon. For information about the program, the dinner, the luncheon, you can go to childrenstheater.cc. This weekend is Fire and Water, Le Feu et l'Eau in Arneville. It is a rural arts celebration in Arneville. It takes place mostly on Saturday, December 7th, but on Friday there will be a special soirée galette en feu, a three-course dinner and beer pairing that will be in Arneville. And proceeds from the soirée will help with the Semaine Française Louisiane France, and that will help benefit the work that they do. During the soirée, a French chef, Chef Antoine, and the students will provide a culinary demonstration on how to make galettes. That's this Friday. For more information about the Friday soirée or the events taking place on Saturday for Le Feu et l'Eau, Fire and Water, you can call the Nunu Arts and Culture Collective or go to their website. The events on Saturday in Arneville are held from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. There's art and there's music and lots of great cultural events taking place, and free demonstrations with the pastry chef Antoine with the galettes. There is also a special literary segment to Le Feu et l'Eau, and that will be at Little Big Cup on Saturday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's co-hosted by Acadiana Word Lab and will feature poets James Blanchard, Kelly Clayton, Toby Daspit, J. Bruce Fuller, Charles Garrett, J.K. McDowell, Claire L. Martin, Patrice Melnick, Jonathan Pinton, and Margaret Gibson Simon. That's this Saturday, a part of the Fire and Water Rural Arts Celebration. The literary event will be at Little Big Cup. So for more information, again, go to the Nunu Arts and Culture Collective website or give them a call. The New Moon Review will take place this Saturday, December 7th at the Blue Moon in Lafayette. It's Acadiana Songwriters, and included this Saturday will be Barry Osalay, Leanne Sharp, Kara St. Clair, Taylor Garisco, Lisa Traha, and Glenn Fields. That's this Saturday, 9 o'clock at the Blue Moon, the New Moon Review, which is now a biannual event this spring and fall. The Bayou Blend Chorus Christmas Show will take place in New Iberia this Saturday, December 7th. Their performance will be at the Sliman Performing Arts Center, either at 4 or at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available before each performance. Franklin will hold their Christmas parade on Saturday, December 7th. The parade will begin at 6 o'clock in Franklin. And Shadows on the Tesh will be part of the Magic on Main events that will take place on Sunday, December 8th. There will be a Shadows Gingerbread Christmas Tea at 1 o'clock. That's at the Sliman for Children. And then Magic on Main includes lots of activities. For more information, you can call Shadows on the Tesh. And the Kane Fire film series continues this coming Monday at the ACA with a showing of the documentary called The Savoy King, Chick Webb, and the Music That Changed America. That film will be at 7:30 at the ACA this Monday, December 9th. And the University of Louisiana at Lafayette's Press will hold their annual holiday book sale Tuesday, December 9th at the Alumni Center from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Zachary Richard, who is a UL Press author as well as musician, poet, cultural activist, environmentalist, and poet, he'll give a special musical performance and will sign copies of his new book, The History of the Acadians of Louisiana. In addition to Zachary's performance and book signing, there will be signed copies of lots of their select titles, and many other UL Press authors will be there. That's Tuesday, December 10th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., the UL Press Holiday Book Sale at the UL Alumni Center. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. And of course, you can always support your favorite public radio station, KRVS, at any time securely at our website. Just click on the support button or the pledge now button and make your secure contribution. And if you're thinking about your end of year giving, this would be a great time. It is Giving Tuesday, and you can make your contribution to KRVS very easily at our website. Or you can find out more about donating a vehicle to KRVS. Either way, it's a big help to KRVS and makes it possible for us to continue our programming throughout the year. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, it's Terry Gross's Fresh Air. At 7, it's From the Top. And at 8, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, Night Train Jazz, hosted by John Green, from 8 to 10. And from 10 to midnight, it's Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. And I believe he has an Ornette Coleman show coming up tonight. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.